You have talked to so many people, including the last four heads of the Department of Homeland Security and Department of Defense. And did you get a sense after talking to them that any one of them knows what to do if this were to happen?
Probably not. Several of them know that the likelihood of it happening is great. When I spoke to Janet Napolitano just after she left as Secretary of Homeland Security, and she'd been on the job for 5 years, I said to her, what do you think the chances are of a cyber attack on the power grid? She said, very, very high, 80 to 90%. It seems to me inevitable that we have to deal with this, but maybe because we don't know what the answer is, we have not even begun to do so.
When you talked to Jay Johnson, who currently runs Homeland Security, he was trying to be more optimistic, currently being in the job, but it didn't sound like that conversation went well.
It did not go well, because on the one hand, he conceded that the likelihood of a cyber attack on the power grid is great. On the other hand, when I said, okay, what's the plan? You're the Secretary of Homeland Security. He sort of dismissed it and said, well, as long as you have a radio with extra batteries. And I said, yeah, but so you have a radio and the power goes out and you turn your radio on. What are you going to tell people? And doesn't it seem a little strange that we're going to defer telling people what the plan is until after the electricity goes out and communication is far more difficult than it needs to be?